here for What's Up This Week. This is our short episode. We break down what's going on in the world of marketing and life. And we still have our other short episode, Ask Us Anything, a little later in the week. And then at the end of the week, we have our longer episode to break down tactics and tips and stuff. So what is going on this week? It's just come out that LinkedIn is testing a new dedicated video tab for short form videos. Right now, it's only on the iOS app for LinkedIn, and it's only with a handful of users that have access to it, but it is coming, and it looks just like TikTok. It looks just like Instagram Reels. So imagine within LinkedIn, you are scrolling up, seeing these full screen videos the same way that you do with TikTok, interact with them in a very similar way. Why is LinkedIn heading in this direction? It's real simple. Videos drive more engagement and they keep users around for longer. And as much as we don't want LinkedIn to turn into TikTok or Instagram Reels, video is where it is at. And I hope that LinkedIn gets it right. I think that they will. But what does this mean for you as a marketer? Start building up that video library. Start getting ready to have short form video content for all your business stuff because it is coming in the next 3 to 6 months. Get ready for it. This was cool data that came out from subjectline.com. And this was about what's driving engagement in email newsletters specifically. There was a study done that showed out of the 50 biggest email newsletters, business and consumer email newsletters, 28 out of the 50 started their subject lines with an emoji. That is crazy. If I said to you morning brew, for example, you could see that cup of coffee emoji in your mind. If I said to you the hustle, you see the emoji. If I said to you punch bowl, you see the sun emoji. Why do so many of the biggest business and consumer email newsletters start with an emoji? Because it works. It is the branding. Like in Morning Brew, what do? They put the cup of coffee, right? And then they put the topic of whatever that newsletter is. But that cup of coffee is the branding. And when you have your email newsletter start with an emoji, you see your open rate, your email open rate, the percentage of people opening up your emails rise by about 15%, specifically for business and consumer email newsletters when it starts with that emoji. It is a great way to brand your newsletter. And if you use an emoji nowhere else, maybe you're too conservative, too stuffy, too whatever, try it out for your email newsletters and do it consistently. It works incredibly well. Another thing that we saw this week that was interesting was this study that was done by Marketing Week in conjunction with LinkedIn. And they did this big poll where they asked almost 3,000 people and they asked, what percentage of marketers do you think would like to be working from an office, being in office instead of working remotely 5 days a week? So what percentage of marketers do you think said, yeah, I want to be working in office 5 days a week? Believe it or not, just 4%. Nobody wants to be in office 5 days a week, especially marketers, because they all feel like, hey, we could be doing this from anywhere. Why do we have to be in office? And I get it. That's a vibe. Totally makes sense. What else is going on that's super, super important? Well, in my world, it has been confirmed. This is good news. There's going to be the Golden Bachelorette. Yes, this is important. The Golden Bachelorette, just like it had the Golden Bachelor, this is where you have somebody that's a bit older that is going to be the Bachelorette on the reality show. The Golden Bachelor was a great show. You had Gary spelled Jerry. It was very successful. We don't know who it's going to be yet. There was a rumor, though, this week that just came out, which I do not think will happen. And they asked her that Kathy Lee Gifford might be the Golden Bachelorette. And I don't think that's going to happen. They asked her. She said she would consider it. But I don't think that's where we're going with this. They don't do celebrities like that on anything in the Bachelor universe. I hope they don't go there. I happen to like Kathy Lee, but I don't want her to be the Golden Bachelorette. Sorry, Kathy Lee. Couple other things. Don't watch Palm Royale on Apple. That's that show about Palm Beach. That show's terrible. Don't watch it. I tried it. I am excited, though. You know what's out now? The season 3 of Is It Cake? Come on. Have you ever watched Is It Cake? If you've never seen Is It Cake and you think it's like maybe a show for kids or it's a dumb game show, no, I'm telling you, you go on Netflix. Is It Cake is the craziest show. These people make cakes and you can't tell if it's real, like it's an item, like a shoe, or if it's actually cake. And then you're like, is it cake? I don't know. And I'm going to tell you, every time I watch that show, I sit there and I go, no, that's a shoe. It's definitely a shoe. And then they cut into it and it's cake. And I'm like, oh my God. And I would say 75% of the time I get it wrong. And then I want cake. That's the problem with the show is it makes you want cake. But putting that aside, it's a phenomenal show. So we have a lot of important things we discussed on this show today. Oh my goodness, we really covered a lot of ground. Listen, leave this thing a review, please. That would be awesome. It helps circulate it. Check out our Ask Us Anything a little later in the week. And then the end of the week, our longer episode. You are awesome. Thanks for being here. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.